This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, we've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. In the first hour of the show, we talked about the energy situation in Europe. It's also not so great here in the United States.
Nope, it's coming.
But it's definitely worse there because they're dealing with not just inflation from the government money printing, which they have too, but they also have a supply cut from the Russian government that's increasing prices even faster over there. So they're preparing, quote unquote, for that by putting in restrictions right now, and that way people are, of course, used to being under restrictions when they get much worse later this year when it gets colder over there. So that's coming there. But something else that's been coming that they've been telegraphing to some extent is that bugs are going to be the new thing. The World Economic Forum.
Yeah, it's cheaper, more sustainable.
That's what they say.
It's better for the world, for the planet. That's what they say.
Well, and people behave differently based on incentives, right? So if they are planning on pushing bugs, then they definitely want to run the price up of other things. And if they can bring the bug food in cheaper than, say, you know, actual meat or whatever,
right.
Then people that are feeling the pinch from the higher electricity prices and the higher prices of everything are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, normally I wouldn't, but I'm hungry.
There's a reason why.
I'm gonna be honest.
There's a reason why third world countries eat a lot of bugs, because that's all they have.
Forward, yeah.
But I've got to be honest. I've been doing the vegetarian thing for like 3 weeks now, something along those lines. I'm not exactly sure how long. And I don't even miss meat anymore. And there's so many good substitutes, like beans, right? Yeah. I thought the same thing that a lot of people out there. I could never give up my steaks or my burgers or whatever. But really, after like a few days, you really don't even notice it.
Give it a year. Give it a year or two. That's when vegetarians start to fall apart. The teeth start falling out. The hair starts falling.
They start
getting rashes.
Then I'm going to...
Carbs and sugar. Cut that carbs out, and you will do yourselves wonders.
Wait, what did you just say? If you don't lose 30 pounds within a year, you're going to start smoking?
I will start back smoking, yes.
Cut the carbs. No more pasta.
My pasta's made out of freaking lentils, man.
You still drinking wine?
No. Okay. No, I stopped drinking wine back in, like, January.
Just you doing hard alcohol now? Hard liquor?
If I drink at all,
wine's not bad, unless it's real sugary stuff.
No, I drink very dry red wine. I suspect that the wine I was drinking was probably better for my weight than the vodka and orange juice or whatever, because orange juice has a lot of sugar
Of sugar.
But it's not as bad as you mentioned. You said it was something like 7 grams a glass or something like that. It depends on the type of orange juice you get. Some of them add sugar, like Minute Maid adds sugar. You don't want to get that. You want to get, you know, some kind of good organic or less influenced. I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Or you can just eat an orange. That's the way to do it.
Yes, but you can't mix vodka with an orange fruit.
You can squeeze, well, yeah.
I guess you could soak orange slices in vodka. I got to write that down.
Well, if you're
going to go that route, go watermelon. That's the way to do it. Vodka and watermelon.
If you're drinking anything, it's just more calories, right? So if it's not water.
Unless you're eating it, because the body has to actually work through and break it all down.
Calories aren't the issue, though. Like, I eat on average like 1,200 calories a day.
Really?
Maybe.
And
yeah.
You don't lose weight.
No.
Huh.
Carbs.
Damn.
Cut the carbs. That's the trick.
That's probably it.
Keto.
I've also been holed up a lot this year, recovering from surgery, and then I was sick for 2 weeks. So, I mean, if you count all of that together, there's like a 2.5 to 3 month period this year where I basically couldn't move. So, I mean, that certainly affected things.
So what's the latest bug pushing going on, Conan?
Well,
what's in the news now?
Bug eating isn't vegetarian. And that's
all
always
the more reason I'm not going to eat bugs.
So I've never been able to figure out what they're going to do.
They're not animals.
It's got protein. They're, yeah, they are. They're,
are they insects or animals?
They're like little crabs, little shrimps. fact, as I understand it, some of the bigger spiders and stuff, they cook them just like they would a shrimp.
Well, it's funny that you mention that, because I remember the realization I had a number of years ago when I lived in the South and I was looking at a picture of a lobster or something like that. I went, oh my God, that's just a bug. Right?
Cause a big bug, yeah.
They really are.
Big meaty bug.
And because because they're in the ocean, the effects of gravity, they aren't lessened there, but the buoyancy of the water sort of counteracts it, so the bugs are allowed to grow larger in that scenario, just like they did back when the oxygen rates on the surface were lower. So they are just basically giant bugs.
And lobster's pretty damn good.
I haven't been able to eat it since, man.
What?
Yeah. I got a lobster a few years ago. Maybe. It wasn't even a few years
ago.
Doesn't
bother me at all. I could tear into some crab or some lobster or some shrimps right now.
I went to Red Lobster with a friend of mine. We were doing Operation
Rescue. And all you
could
think was bug.
And I got a lobster, and they delivered it on my plate, and it was just this giant dead bug, man. So I ate as much of it as I could because I was the reason that creature died. It was just minding its own business over there in that tank. It probably sucked because it lived in a tank, but, you know, it was alive, and I was the reason it died that day.
That's what it's about. Being a human is all about.
So I ate as much of it as I could.
You're just killing vegetables, are
but
you?
But like 3 hours later, I was legitimately sick, dude. And ever since then,
wow.
Anytime I've tried to eat lobster, like a lobster roll from that new seafood place that opened up where Thirsty Owl used to be, I ended up getting sick again. It doesn't even come to you looking like a bug. Shrimp, I can still handle, even though it's basically the same
thing. It's the same thing.
But it doesn't arrive at your table looking like a bug.
And so that's the problem.
It's all in my head.
So as long as it's not like a name tag on your steak, this is Chloe, the cow. And there's no hooves.
See,
and
I could probably live with that, right? It's the mental block of it being a bug that is so severe.
But I mean, can you still eat? If someone put a steak in front of you, could you eat it?
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
No, it's an animal, not a bug.
Yeah, but it's an animal. It's a
It died for you. I don't object to eating animals. That's not why I'm a vegetarian.
But a bug is an animal.
A bug is a gross animal that I don't want to eat. That's what I'm saying. Why don't you just eat? You ate a steak. Why don't you go ahead and just eat a cricket?
The powers that be are trying to alleviate that problem from the minds, and they're starting with the young, and they're starting with the docile, the people who are all on board of this saving the planet nonsense, they're trying to push this new bug-eating regimen.
All right, so what's the latest?
This is actually an older article, but I've seen it. It just popped up in the face space, and I thought that we would go back and see why. Scientists at Ghent University in Belgium are experimenting with larva fat to replace butter in waffles, cakes, and cookies, saying using grease from insects is more sustainable than dairy produce.
Oh,
dude, I hate everything about what you just said.
The researchers... All right. Everyone put their food down.
They're going to make me have to be a vegan if I don't want to eat this nonsense, aren't they? Because vegetarians...
That might be part of the trick.
A vegetarian would eat, you know, bug butter or whatever it is that you just said.
Everyone put their nachos down. The researchers soak black soldier fly larvae in a bowl of water.
Oh, dude.
Put it in a blender to create a smooth grayish dollop, and then use kitchen centrifuge to separate out the insect butter. Quote, there are several positive things about using insect ingredients, said Dalen Zoso.
No, if you need a centrifuge to separate parts of your dinner, you don't need to eat that for dinner.
That's how they do lots of oils. The oils that you probably shouldn't be consuming,
all right,
by the
thank
way.
Thank you for adding that part.
Mm-hmm. Peanut oils and...
I don't want to know how you get oil out of a peanut either, man.
Seed oils.
I've eaten peanuts. They are dry.
It's a lot of chemicals, and it's a lot of centrifuge, and then bleaching is a bleaching process.
Like sunflower seed oil and stuff like that. Like, I've eaten some of these things, right? And they are dry. What do you have to do to a peanut to get oil out of it?
You squeeze the hell out of it.
A lot of them.
You squeeze the hell out of it. Just like an olive. How do you get oil out of an olive?
I don't know.
It's the same thing.
Olives are gross.
What about olive oil?
I will eat olive oil because it's better for me than the alternatives.
But what do you use in your vegetables? How do you cook
olive oil?
Oh, that's right. How do you get oil out of an olive?
I don't know.
By the way, if you don't...
Olives aren't that dry, though.
Olives are great.
Olives are disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Moving on.
So why is this... How does this work? They are more sustainable because insects use less land than cattle, but not chickens. That was me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They are more efficient at converting feed, and they also use less water to produce butter.
Yeah, I thought that got debunked, though. I mean, like, in the scale that we're talking about, where you have enough crickets or whatever to make the amount of butter that you need, I thought you were going to need significantly more amounts of land than you would need to have cows producing that amount.
Not for cows, or not for cattle in general. Insects are the way to go.
Yeah,
but when you talk about chickens, no. Nah, chickens are the way to go. Period.
That may all be true, but how does it taste?
We're going to get to that.
All right, more coming up here.
Coming up.
The number 603-283-6160. We're talking about
bug butter.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! This
603-283-6160. Fair warning, this segment may induce potential stomach upset. We are talking about eating bugs.
Get used to it. It's coming
for some of you. They're pushing this concept, and Conan, now they're talking about bug butter, quote-unquote.
Yeah, that's what I was going to put out here. Eating bugs, it sounds gross, but that's not enough to make me vomit. However, you start talking about bug butter, then we're talking about a different level of gross.
Grinding up larvae of, what was it, the soldier flies?
Black soldier flies, which is, by the way, what I feed my chickens.
See, there's
a
reason.
They love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some words in the English language that just don't sound appetizing, right? Like the word ooze, for example.
Yeah, that's gross. That's not
a good word. You never heard of anyone oozing beauty, right? No, they radiate beauty. And like the word maggot. That's not an appetizing word.
That's what this is.
And like larvae. It's not an appetizing word.
Well, according to the results, they're not going to be able to feed you straight up bug butter. They're going to mix it in. They're going to sneak it in.
Is that what they're calling it, bug butter? I like bug paste. If we're going to make it gross, let's make it as gross as possible.
Whatever company takes this on, I'm sure is going to give it a nicer name. It's not going to be larva butter. It's not going to be bug butter. It's going to be
larva paste. I like that one.
Larva paste. That's not going to work. That's not going to be when you're reading the back of the ingredients. they're going to hide it in there somewhere where the regular consumer, the regular soccer mom, is not going to be able to decipher what is actually in their mac and cheese. Why? Because according to the researchers, consumers notice no difference when a quarter of the milk butter and cake is replaced with larva fat. However, they report an unusual taste when it gets to a 50-50 ratio they would not want to buy the cake.
Interesting.
Insect food has a high level of protein, vitamins, fiber, and minerals, and scientists elsewhere in UPAR are looking at it in a more environmentally friendly and cheap alternatives to other types of animal products. And Fox actually breaks down the taste testing to see where it goes wrong. And just as I said, once you get too much of this very odd-tasting bug butter,
larva paste.
People start to notice and start to decide, no, that's not something that I would want to eat on a regular basis.
But people drink Pepsi and Coca-Cola and McDonald's on a regular basis.
Tastes really good because sugar is tasty.
I don't know that I agree.
But right? A lot of these fast foods have discontinued their rollout of veggie burgers because the people just aren't ordering them because there's a taste. It's unpleasant.
There's a texture. I've eaten some of these Impossible Burgers, and more so recently, the Impossible Sausage that Cracker Barrel is making. Like, when I went to Ohio for the music festival, we were right across the street from Cracker Barrel at our hotel, and every single morning we went over there for breakfast, and I would get the Impossible Sausage and whatever, because I was doing my vegetarian thing then. And it was better than regular sausage. I say that as someone who doesn't generally like regular sausage and bacon and stuff like that, though. So take it with a grain of salt. But the Impossible Burgers, I would rather have, like, a black bean burger than one of these, quote, Impossible
Burgers.
Have
you had an Impossible Burger?
Yes. And I would rather...
I have had one, yes.
What did you think?
It was okay. But I had it in 2019 when Mark and I were out at Freedom Fest in one of the hotel restaurants. Had an Impossible Burger menu. So, I mean, if you dress it up like a burger, it's going to, you know, as long as it's got some sort of consistency to it that's somewhat similar, it's going to be hard to tell if it's spiced correctly or whatever. It's going to be hard to tell. I've heard that in, you know, different circumstances, you can tell the difference and it's not as good.
Well, why are they discontinuing this product?
Are they really?
Because a lot of people just aren't ordering them, right? And I think it's more expensive.
That's probably part of the problem.
But Elm City Brewery here in Keene, they have one that's made out of portobello, not very good. That's their version of the veggie burger. But then you have one from, like, Applebee's, which uses the Impossible Burger, and it's significantly better. But then you have one, I don't remember where, maybe it's Local Burger, where it's just basically black beans mashed into a patty, and it's really, really good.
Well, I have never had one of these things. But then I don't go out, so that's part of the problem. And I would never make an Impossible Burger at my house, not when I... You got freezers full of, you know, meat product.
Just use black beans as a patty sometime. Mash them up together, cook them in some way, and just, like, form a little patty out of them and give that a shot.
If I'm going to make black beans, I'm going to eat them with rice and some veggies on the side. I'm not going to try to turn it into a burger. I'm going to go get some venison out of the damn freezer.
That's the same thing here. You're just putting it, you're taking those vegetables and you're putting them between two slices of bread.
Yeah. yeah, but I, okay. But, I mean, I'm not going to waste the time to try to make a burger when I can actually get a burger out of the freezer.
Fair point. I wouldn't do it myself either. If I was going to, you know, eat black beans in a salad, I would just eat black beans in a salad. I wouldn't bother to shape it into a patty and slap it between two pieces of bread.
Here's the actual taste testing research. Researchers at Ghent University in Belgium studied whether or not taste testers could tell the difference between food items made with traditional butter and ones that used insect fat.
See, it's disturbing that they're even testing for this, because this suggests that they want to find out whether or not they can slip it to you without
you
knowing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
But everything gets tested in the early stages.
But they don't test to see whether or not people can tell the difference between, you know, Coca-Cola and water. They told you up front, hey, this is sugar water. Have some.
Yeah, but if Coke unrolls a new Coca-Cola product, of course they're going to put it out in the market and see how it does. And there's been lots of Coke products that have been discontinued because no one wanted it.
But they're not
going to
be like, can you tell the difference between new Coke and old Coke? They're not going to do something like that.
Sometimes they do.
They might. But you're absolutely right, though, in this case, Aria, that they are trying to find out what levels people can tolerate with before they can tell that this stuff is in something.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I might have brought this up to you before on another episode, Conan, but have you seen the images rolling around social media of this brand of snacks that is already using Cricket?
Crickets. Cricket Flour.
You've
seen
this?
This is also going around the webs. Today and yesterday.
It's a company called Actually Foods. I've seen it now for
some weeks. It looks like some Aldi would sell.
It does. The company's called Actually Foods, which is an ironic name.
You shouldn't have to call your company that.
The
number one ingredient on the list, by the way, is crickets.
It's not number one, but
at least it's organic.
It is in the puff, so they're selling cheese puffs in this particular case.
I was looking at a chip. I was looking at something different.
The number one ingredient in their cheese puffs?
It is not the number one ingredient. It is part of the ingredients of the puff itself. It's listed last, but, you know, whether or not they're honest with which ones are, you know, more or less. But it is in there. It's listed as organic cricket flour on this product.
I was looking at some chips, and it wasn't even flour. It was the first ingredient on the list, and it was listed as crickets.
Wow.
I'll try to find that in the break.
That's one of the most honest ingredients I've ever heard of being on a package.
To achieve this, they made three versions of each item, one with regular butter, one made with a quarter of butter replaced with insect fat, and a version where half the butter was replaced.
Mm.
According to the results of the study, taste testers could not tell the difference between regular cakes and a cake with a quarter of insect fat made with the larva of black soldier flies. They also served taste testers waffles, and they could not tell the difference between any of the three versions.
Mm.
In their published results, researcher Dalen Sozo explained the
I feel like waffles aren't a really fair comparison because people put so much stuff on top of waffles that the butter is almost inconsequential in them in the first place. And do they mean they put butter after cooking it, or they cook the...
Not clear.
Yeah. Because those are two very different things.
Cake requires liquid oil.
I know, but waffles in particular, you put butter on waffles after they've already finished
cooking. No, this is the oil that you would use
in the actual
batter. Oh, it's covered out with actual butter and syrup in the first place, so they're not going to taste
it. That's coming next.
All right, there's more on the way here on the Bug Butter. It's free talk.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending time back at his Delaware home, this after a one-week vacation in South Carolina. The president did spend some time in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. At the White House, the president signed into law sweeping legislation that is supposed to lower prescription drug prices, boost the renewable energy sector, and impose new taxes on large corporations.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday. At the closing bell, the Dow rising 239 points to close at 34,152. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is signing off on exports that have some Republicans on Capitol Hill scratching their heads.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another record has been set on the southern border. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. With the continued flow from Central America, it's likely the Border Patrol will top 2 million arrests this year. That's never happened before. The latest numbers show about 7 out of 10 of those caught are single male adults looking for work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. If you're not already checking ingredients at the products that you're buying, grocery store, you might want to start doing that, because it looks like more companies are considering and putting crickets, amongst other bug-related, insect-related products, into their foods, and they're not exactly blasting it out on the front of the package.
Nope.
The company we were just talking about, which was based in, I think, Canada, I already forgot their name, and I took their website off my laptop, but they are manufacturing cheese puffs, and there's cricket flour included in the ingredients of the actual puff. On the front of the bag, it doesn't say crickets, you know, not with crickets or anything like that. But
I mean, once these things hit mainstream, though, I don't think they'll be able to avoid it, because they already have to put on their package whether or not they're not GMOs or whatever, right? Isn't there something they have to do along those lines?
I don't know, but they have it in the ingredients, so they do have to admit it, that it's in there. Just you got to look for it.
Which, for the record, GMO food is great.
On the front of the package, it does say sustainable, however, so that's like that's one of the key words.
That's the argument that they're getting all these people to go this route. There's another outlet.
A backyard garden is sustainable.
Yeah.
There's another outlet that's called Chirps.
What's that?
They're cricket chips.
Oh.
And I guess they were on Shark Tank or something, the show, and they're eating these chips, and So they've got their own website up there, and go check them out, people. If you're into wanting to save the planet, this is how you do it, I guess.
Well, in this case, kill yourself. In this case, I just got us banned from YouTube and Twitch and all that, and I'm sorry. But, like, look, if you want to save the planet so much, you're like, I need to spend the rest of my life eating crickets, just stop eating entirely and let yourself die, yeah. And that will do more to help the environment than any amount of eating crickets.
Because you're just space dust, right?
Yeah.
Let's go back to being space dust and let us all live in peace.
To the credit of this Chirps company, they do put it right on the front of their package.
Oh, yeah.
Their bag literally says, eat bugs in gigantic text on the front of the bag. So there's no doubt about that.
Here's the problem. The more governments that start to subsidize, because this is coming,
mm-hmm.
just like they subsidize corn and soy in this country and other countries, they're going to start to subsidize bug farms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, so you're going to have cheaper product than, say, flour.
So is this their solution to the current economic crisis where everything is getting more and more expensive and shrinkflation and all that, and suddenly they're going to put forward this idea of, hey, look, you can get the same number of Cheetos that you were eating 10 mm-hmm. years ago, but you got to settle, and now it's like
25%.
Well, it's not just the response to inflation, but also our response to the saving of the planet.
Right.
So it's sustainable.
But while saving the planet is going to convince a portion of the population, saving money is going to convince a much larger.
Absolutely. This is why people live off of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible product. Ramen. You should never eat it. Ramen's all right, but mac and cheese, just don't even do it.
Well, it depends on the ramen, right? Like, if you're getting the, $6 for a dollar ramen or whatever, it's basically just styrofoam that you're eating.
I don't know about that, but it's definitely got,
I mean, if you're buying actual, like, ramen from a Korean restaurant or whatever, or from a Korean grocer or whatever, and it's, decent, you're probably okay. But if you're getting the,
that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the people who are price conscious. They're not going to the restaurants to buy ramen.
The ramen's going to kill them anyway.
The biggest problem with this whole argument, we've talked about this, Ian, is it's the feed to protein ratio. And they say that bugs are more sustainable because they don't eat as much grain in order to produce a certain amount of protein compared to cows, goats, sheep, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you break it down to, say, chickens, they're on par with each other. A chicken will consume a certain amount of feed to produce a certain amount of protein. And chickens taste good. They're little dinosaurs, and they eat basically everything and anything. And they taste good. A cricket will consume basically the same amount of corn. By the way, what do they feed? So they're starting up these cricket farms and these beetle farms and these bug farms all over the country. What do they eat?
I have no idea.
They eat chicken food. They eat chicken pellets. Chicken food. Same product that they feed chickens, they're using with the crickets.
Isn't that interesting? Because chickens, don't they eat crickets and stuff?
Exactly. So the same amount. So you set up an acre plot, and you put chickens on them, and you feed them, and you do the same thing with the crickets. You're gonna get the same amount of protein, except one of them is, I don't know that it's better for you, but I know that it tastes better.
That sounds like an awesome new version of the Predator movie. So chicken versus cricket. Just have like an acre of chickens versus an acre of crickets, and see which one survives.
In this country, bug farms more than likely are selling their crickets and their mealworms and all their other little bugaboos to farmers to, guess what, to feed to their chickens, and or fishermen, so they have something to mm-hmm. feed to their farm fish or to go fishing with. This is a product that we feed to the lesser animals in order to fatten them up so that we can eat them. So they're just basically taking out the middlemen.
Dude, I wish I believed that these companies were actually feeding, mealworms and stuff like that to their chickens, but they're not.
In some cases, most places, maybe in China, for example, not the swai, but the tilapia, a lot of times they'll set up the chickens right over top of their tilapia tanks and just let the fish take care of cleaning up after the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
There have been instances where, which should be illegal, by the way, but, it's China.
I've heard things about tilapia, which is unfortunate because I really like it as a fish. It's got an excellent texture and flavor.
It's like a swamp fish. You can live in really nasty, murky water, which is why a lot of aquaponics the new to the game aquaponics farmers will start with tilapia because it's a very forgiving fish. It's hard to kill them.
If you want the chickens that are eating the bugs, you got to go with a pasture-raised brand.
Which are the best way. All you got to do is look at the
absolutely.
Yolk. If you break up that, open that egg yolk and
it's orange
you know, or even almost red, you got the good stuff.
Right stuff, yeah.
That's one of the things I love about New Hampshire is that, you know, chances are I could find out who grew the chickens I'm eating if I really wanted to.
Yeah, well, the FDA doesn't want you doing that, are you? Because you could get salmonella and die. Or I just get the squirts the next day, because most people don't die from this stuff.
I'm more likely to get E. coli from the spinach that Tyson
Salmonella?
But from what? From knowing who your producer was?
No, they don't want you eating farm-raised chicken eggs because or drinking unpasteurized milk, or even pasteurized milk if it came from some guy on the side of the street.
But all chicken eggs come off a farm. What's it matter whether you get it from
Tyson?
They've been sanitized, they've been cleaned, they've been handled delicately with gloved hands and people wearing masks. Oh, there's no way you can get sick from those eggs. But my eggs, the ones that I raise in my backyard, no.
It's nuts.
My insurance company, did I tell you about my insurance company? Allstate?
Your home insurance?
Home insurance.
No, what?
They found out that I was selling eggs to customers, to neighbors.
Really?
And they dropped me.
Wow.
Sent me a nasty email saying, we found out what you were doing. You need to rectify this problem. They didn't even tell me what it was. I had to call them and said, all right, you just dropped me and said that you, for whatever reason, why? Oh, we're sorry, sir. You can't sell eggs because that breaks against our policy.
Wow.
I'm like, well, nice. You guys can go screw yourselves.
Yeah. Wow.
That's insane.
When did this happen?
2 years ago.
Jeez.
And I asked her, what are we going to do about this? She's like, oh, well, just don't advertise. Just sell under the table.
Somebody snitched you.
So, right? The insurance guy was just driving around town checking on another claim or something, and he saw my sign.
Wow.
And so they dropped me.
See, I like the idea of having chickens and having them, you know, lay eggs so that I have a constant supply of fresh eggs. But I wouldn't actually want to put in the work of having to kill and eat the chickens. They would just be pets that provided me with eggs.
You're going to get a good 3.5-4 years out of them. Of eggs before you have to basically kill them.
I guess at that point I'd be like, hey, Conan, do you want an old chicken?
That's how it works. And I will say, yes, I would love an old chicken.
Okay. I might have to hit you up in the spring then.
Well, that might be the way to do it. We need to talk chicken. Let's do that. By the way, if anyone is just starting out, I'm always talking about start your own garden, start with a 10x10 plot. If you can do it before you start with a garden, start with a couple of chickens.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on this push coming from the big government folks to make people eat bugs, or bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. Turns out people want to talk about crickets. We're going to get to the calls here.
It's coming, and we just found out there are facilities that are being opened up all over the globe, including just next to us, London, Ontario, a huge facility.
The world's largest or North America's largest? Anyway, it's big. Yeah, world's largest. Right up here in Ontario, Canada. In fact, we have a call from Canada we're going to get to here in just a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. And don't forget to join our AMPS program. If you like what we do, you can join David Itza over at amps.freetalklive.com. David is a gold level, which means he's doing at least $10 a month to help us out with getting the message of freedom out and about. Advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. And so if you like the work that we do here, then please join over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits from doing that, and it helps us get the word out about freedom as we continue here. We're going first, though, to Walt before we go to Canada. Walt is on the line in North Carolina. Go ahead, Walt.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's on your mind?
Been listening for a long time.
Thanks.
I'm listening to you through my radio tuner out of K-Talks Radio in Needles, California.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight, Walt?
Oh, I've got to tell you, I'm in the most regulated state that there is. There's thousands of acres of national forest here. You can only camp in their designated areas. I don't think you're going to be sleeping in Walmart parking lot. But,
you said North Carolina. Okay. Sorry, I've been trying to process this the entire time. You said North California. Sorry, not North Carolina.
No, he is North Carolina. I thought you were North Carolina.
I am in North Carolina, but I'm listening to a radio show at a K-Talks in Needles, California.
So where is the most regulated, North Carolina or North California?
I am in North Carolina, and it is super regulated here.
Huh. Yeah, I think a lot of people believe their area is the most regulated area because that's the one you're living in. But, I mean, I got to say, California and New York are the least free places in the United States. So I doubt that North Carolina is as bad.
But, I mean, even we have a lot of regulated land that you can't do anything on except walk through.
Sure.
You can't camp, you can't have a fire, you can't hunt.
You can't get caught doing those things.
That's the way it is here, but I'm originally from Arizona, which is it's really close to the border of the station that I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
But my reason for calling tonight is there's a flea market here in North Carolina, and the Latinos have a lot of it going on. There is fried foreskins, fried crickets, fried everything. They sell it out of tubs at the flea market. It's pretty insane. I've not tried the fried crickets yet. I've been tempted, but it's pretty funny.
I tell you what, here's the thing about eating bugs. It really involves what they ate, because everything tastes like what it eats. And what they fried it in. So they fried it in some good pork oil, some lard, and the crickets were eating, I don't know, they were eating corn as opposed to, like, trash.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
I think they could be pretty deep-fried crickets. I might try some of that.
There's definitely some truth to that, because I've had grass-fed burger and I've had, you know, grain-fed burger. The grass-fed is absolutely better than the grain-fed. Mm. But that's it.
Yeah, but what about venison, where they're out there?
Like grass to me.
Some venison can be really gamey, and it really depends on what they're eating. Duck is another really good example. You got duck eating corn. It tastes a lot better than duck eating fish.
What's that, Walt?
If the venison is cured properly and taken care of properly, soaked in salt for 24 hours, salt water for 24 hours, you take that gamey taste right out of it.
Agreed. It's all about letting that meat sit for at least, you know, depending on how big your catch is. Sometimes a good week.
Well, maybe there's similar techniques with crickets and, you know, mealworms and stuff, that you just got to cook them the right way or let them soak for 24 hours in salt water or whatever it was that Walt said.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be figuring that out in the next decade. There's going to be a lot of YouTubers. There's going to be a lot of cooks that are going to be figuring out the technique.
I'm going to try some of the crickets.
Try some crickets and get back to us next week.
And I'll call you back.
All right, well, thanks for the call tonight, man. By the way, I did look at freedominthe50states.org, which does a study every, I think, 2 years on the relative freedom in the United States. And the overall freedom, North Carolina is ranked at number 16, so it's in the top half of states' overall freedom when we break it down to land-related issues.
Isn't North Carolina the state where you're not allowed, basically, to have a radar detector?
That's Virginia.
Okay.
When we break it down to land freedom, so like they say eminent domain reform and land use regulations, North Carolina is number 22. So, again, still in the top half. Worse states than North Carolina, of course, California, New York. California at number 47, New York at 46. New Hampshire, not so great on land freedom at number 40. We're in the bottom half.
Wow.
Bottom 10. They're bottom 11. Thank you, Walt, for the call. I do appreciate it, man. So, yeah, North Carolina, not as bad as some of the other states out there as far as...
Yeah, this is the craziest thing with these experimental states, you know, all trying different things and whatnot. I always get the idea that the cabal, the elites, have set this up in such a way that you really can't go to another plantation. I mean, something might bug you to death, and you just want to escape it and go somewhere where it's freer, but then they get you on something else.
Yep.
It's just the weirdest concoction.
Let's go to Mehdi. He's in Canada. Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good. So you guys were talking about the crickets and consumption of crickets and eating crickets.
Yeah.
And there are parts of the world, right? There are the parts of the world that eat crickets. And you would think, perhaps, that there'd be large cricket processing plants there. Well, in fact, the largest that is going to be in the world, the largest in the world, is in London, Ontario, Canada.
Yep.
They just opened up, like you guys were saying, this processing plant. It just opened up July, I believe, so just really recently. The CBC did an article. CBC is like a
it's a government
media channel.
Yep.
Yeah, like press, exactly. But they are provided. The state does give some money.
Oh yeah, $8.5 million to the cricket facility.
Oh yeah, this huge facility. Exactly, this huge facility. They want to produce 13 million kilograms of cricket protein annually. They say in this article, at least. In the next few days, the first farmed insects will arrive to this massive cricket processing facility in London, Ontario. At full capacity, Aspire, which is an Aspire Food Group facility, is expected to house 4 billion crickets and produce 13 million kilograms of the insect each year.
That noise must be incredible.
I know. We got one cricket right now in the basement here that's like making the whole house loud. I had to close the basement door. It says here in this
By the way, Aria, chicken farms aren't any quieter. They're just as bad.
CanadianManufacturing.com story about this. They were reporting that they had completed construction in May, so I guess you're saying they opened up 2 months later. But they say they're going to produce 9,000 metric tons of crickets every year for human and pet consumption.
And it will be subsidized every year annually by the Canadian government.
That's going to bring prices
just
down.
Just like corn, just like soy, that we don't really need a whole lot of, but...
Anything else, Mehdi, you want to share about this?
Yep. And I checked, Aspire is not publicly traded, because otherwise that stock would go up like crazy. It's private. Mm-hmm. So you can't even...
How much do you want to bet the Canadian federal government owns a piece of it?
I would buy stock in it if it was publicly traded. Not because I support what they're doing, but I mean,
I don't think you should buy stock in companies that you don't agree with, personally.
I mean, if you can make some money off the New World Order before everything collapses,
This is interesting. The London facility...
I'm obviously not being sincere.
So they're just getting going and whatnot, so I'm sure this is going to grow now. But as of now, the London facility currently employs 45 people and hopes to hire 55 more within 12 months. This is not like a whole lot of people for that amount of... protein that's being produced.
Well, I guess they don't have that much to do compared to some other facilities.
Where is PETA when you need them? I mean, not that I'm a fan of PETA because they're evil. They're like an animal eugenics program. Yeah. But like here we're talking about...
It's coming.
What was it? 3,000 metric tons of crickets being
9,000.
If you're going to get stories about lettuce screaming out in agony when you bite into it, people have made that argument that plants can feel pain. Trust me, the moral... rectifications of eating bugs is coming. They're going to come. PETA's going to probably put this on their big billboard. The cow and the rabbit and the cricket.
Thank you, Mehdi, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I was looking at CRISPRs or Chispers or something?
Chirps.
Looking at their frequently asked questions during one of the breaks, and one of the questions is it okay for a vegetarian to eat these things? And they say that, well, technically insects are animals, so no, vegetarians. So, but there's a lot of vegetarians that make an exception because it's so good for the environment.
Well, when you consider that they're just eating, say, corn or soy, they're basically just made up of that. If you can eat corn, I mean, why can't a vegan eat a cricket that lives off of corn?
Because one's a plant and one's an animal.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, there's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.